Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Go to our Facebook page there and like us there. On the phone with me now is Drew and Jonathan Scott. Their show, The Property Brothers, airs on HGTV. It's our pleasure to welcome you guys to the show. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Property Brothers, that's honestly one of my favorite shows on HGTV, but I saw you guys on The Chew, and I don't know how I did not know this, but I did not know that you guys were identical twin brothers. I didn't know that.
Well, we've had people say the same thing. We were actually walking, we live in Vegas, and we were walking down the street, and somebody walked up to us and didn't know who we were, didn't know the show, and they said, well, you guys are just the cutest couple. What? What are you talking about? We're obviously at least brothers. Jonathan is obviously very smart because he knew I was the better looking twin, so he had a lot of work done so that he looked more like me.
All right, look at that. Now, for those that may not have not seen the show, tell us about the show and how the idea for the show came together.
Well, Property Brothers is all about helping families get into their dream home through a fixer-upper. This is actually something we were doing with clients before the show was pitched to us. I'm a realtor. Jonathan is a contractor. And we would take clients and show them the potential in these homes that everyone else was running away from. And so we had a production company pitch us the idea. The network loved it. And after airing, within a few weeks, we were the number one show of the night. And after a few more weeks, we were the number one show on the network. And then buying and selling came along after that, which is helping people sell their current home, fix it up, do some mild fix-up and staging. Sell it fast, and then Brother versus Brother is a competition show, so we keep busy.
Now, Jonathan, take us behind the scenes of the show. Of course, the show, again, is Property Brothers. It airs on HGTV. How much pressure is it for you to complete this total renovation project, and you have the clients looking over your shoulders, you have TV cameras, and then the added stress of the project itself? What is that like for you?
It's definitely quite an experience. I mean, there's so much that happens when the cameras aren't rolling that we just don't have the luxury of time to show. Otherwise, Property Brothers would be a four-hour show. Is that a terrible thing? Yeah, maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. But we, a couple of misconceptions are, you know, people say, well, how can you possibly finish that fast? All the timelines and the budgets are accurate, but the timelines and budgets are only for the three or four rooms that we show that we've made over. We usually renovate the entire house, but we just don't film that because we don't have the time. And, these projects, I mean, the payoff for me is at the end when the homeowner throws their arms around me and says, thank you, and we know we've given them their dream home. That's what's rewarding for me. I find it funny that a lot of the homeowners say, you know, when they look at these houses that need work, they say, there's no way you can do what you're saying you can do. And I just want to say to them, have you not watched the last four seasons of Property Brothers?
You know what kills me is when you get new clients and they come on the show and they're like, I don't like that. This is not going to work. You can't do this and you can't make it happen. I'm like, duh. Like you just said, have you seen the show?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have the patience of a saint and I don't mind, you know, I can put myself in people's shoes and understand that this is an overwhelming process and I'm okay with that. You know, it definitely makes my life more difficult when they change something at the last minute. You know, maybe we've already started framing and they decide, well, you know what, I'd like to actually change the configuration. Well, then that slows us down, but then they don't want to change the finish date. They want that the same.
Okay, now, Drew, let me ask you this. Being brothers and twin brothers at that, working together, what's that like? And I understand that you guys have a no BS policy. Tell me about that.
Well, you've done your research.
Yeah,
you've done research. Well, working with Jonathan, because of that, I see heavy therapy. I do a lot of therapy. It's actually great. Yeah, we have our no BS policies. Basically, if we have an issue, we get it out, we deal with it, which is the way anyone should operate their business. You have to keep, it's the same for homeowners when they're buying or selling. You have to keep the emotions out of it. Jonathan and I working together, we have four shows. We have multiple companies we run. You have to keep the emotions aside. You deal with any situation, and in the end, together, we always come up with the best solution, better than what either of us would have had on our own.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me this morning is Drew and Jonathan Scott. Their show, The Property Brothers, airs on HGTV. For more information on The Property Brothers, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and like us there. Now, Jonathan, for those listening this morning looking to hire a contractor for a home remodeling project, what advice would you give to them?
Biggest thing, you want to find somebody who is setting their business up like a career as opposed to a job. People who just do one-off jobs, they're not going to be around to do warranty work and stand behind their work. So I say look for contractors, one, who are licensed. They need to be licensed with the city and the state. But keep in mind that the city doesn't check to see if they're any good. So you want to make sure that they're also with the Better Business Bureau and you know, that there haven't been a bunch of complaints against them. And any other professional affiliations like, national building organizations and stuff like that. The more professional affiliations they have and the more they set it up like a career, you know it's somebody who's planning to stand behind their work.
All right. And, Drew, likewise, what should we be looking for if we're looking for a real estate agent? What should we be looking for?
You got to find an agent that's willing to work with you. I have a lot of people that are afraid to talk to their agent to say what they're looking for, or to bring things up they don't like in the home that the agent showed them. You need to be comfortable with your agent. It has to be someone who won't make you feel like you're asking dumb questions. And just because someone's been in the industry for 20 years doesn't mean they're the right match for you. You could have a brand new agent that, you know, knows all the latest rules and regulations. They're really gung-ho to make sure they're helping you out and finding your property. Well, that could be a good thing for you. They're going to work their butt off. And just keep in mind, all realtors, they don't know all the answers. Just because I don't know an answer doesn't mean I'm not going to do everything I can to find it for you. But, I think that's what it is. Just make sure you educate yourself on what's out there in the market and then have a professional to help you that can really work with you.
Okay, so I've seen on the show sometimes, you know, how do you, as a real estate agent, you see couples come in and they want to do something, and as an agent, you think to yourself, maybe, you know, I wouldn't do that if I were you. As an agent, how do you handle those situations?
The thing with real estate agents, we're kind of the therapists as well, you know, especially with a family. It can be very stressful buying, selling, renovating. So we have to kind of get in between and make sure they're keeping the emotions aside and they're making educated decisions. If I see them saying that, you know, they want to get this house that you can see issues in and they don't want to do a home inspection, I let them know all the reasons why they should do it. Otherwise, it could bite them in the butt down the road. So we're really there is, to take a lot of the stress off their shoulders and to make sure that they're thinking about things from a business point of view, future resale value, and making sure they're not setting themselves up for the money pit.
Guys, let's do a quick game of true or false. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. You let me know if they're true or false about you guys, okay?
True.
Here we go. Jonathan is an illusionist and had a show in Las Vegas. Is that true or false, guys?
True. He actually performed last night as well, so he's still performing.
All right. Well, cool. And how did you get into that?
When I was 7 years old, I started as an apprentice clown. And then after years of doing that, doing parades and things like that, I didn't like putting on all the makeup, so I started doing more magic. And then I did bigger magic, and then I started performing in Vegas.
All right, question number two, true or false. You both play bagpipes.
True.
True, really?
If you go on to thescottbrothers.com and go under our videos, there's a video of Drew playing the bagpipe. It's not good, but it's still entertaining.
All right, good. Question number three, true or false? You gentlemen are both actors and have had roles in Smallville and The X-Files. True or false?
True. You have done your homework. Okay. Yeah, we still enjoy acting. We just don't have a lot of time to do it anymore with all the hosting. We actually started in musical theater.
So very quickly, tell me about your roles on Smallville and The X-Files. Tell me about your roles there and what characters you played.
Well, Smallville, this is Drew, I had a bit part, but I actually, for a little while, was the body double for Tom Welling, so I got to flash my abs off a fair bit.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't do any body flashing, but I played like a paramilitary guy, and we were chasing down David Duchovny, so that was my role on X-Files.
Okay, cool. Now, I understand that you both are looking to produce a film.
Yeah, our production company, Scott Brothers Entertainment, we have a few projects on the go right now in the factual entertainment side of things, the unscripted. But we have a feature film that I wrote that Jonathan and I want to produce. So hopefully that'll come out in the next couple of years. We're going for A-lister names, so it's a quite a long process.
So how long have you guys been working on this?
That script we started writing in 2006.
Okay, and so how close are you?
Well, the script is pretty well tight. The latest draft is what we want to work with. So the next process will be casting and still financing. We're still close to financing together, but you got to attach some names as well. We've been focusing our company, though, on the unscripted side. So we have multiple projects. There may even be a new project coming out on one of our houses, a home renovation on our house. So you need to look at HGTV for that in the near future.
All right. And with that, gentlemen, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you. Bye.
We've been speaking to Property Brothers Drew and Jonathan Scott. Their show Property Brothers airs on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on HGTV. For more information on the show, you can visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can go to Podcast One or the iTunes Store. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this. More to come. Stay with us.